Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hi, this is Amber Bindle, and thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for the church. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church, and because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. This is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord. How he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this passage this morning, I want to focus in on verses 1 and 2. I think these are really applicable verses for us and what's going on in the world around us and how our lives feel like they've been turned upside down. In verse 2, it talks about we're not going to fear though the earth gives way and though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. This brings up images of our mountains here in Salt Lake City and their just expanse and how huge they are and the picture of stability and immovability that they represent. And when I think about them being moved into the heart of the sea, that doesn't feel like it's going to happen because these have been standing. And in that, I reflect on just what's going on around me, how things have changed so much over the course of the last year, and how the things of our daily interactions and daily life, how they feel like they've been completely shifted. And the things that once stood still now seem like just crazy, shaken. The way we interact with one another seems shaken. How do we continue to move in this world gone tipsy-turvy? And so this is really, really applicable and really encouraging my heart. Because in the first verse it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And that leads me to think through, man, how have I seen this be true in my life with God? And I know that at salvation, he gave me the promise of the Holy Spirit. I have been sealed with the very presence, the very manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It's supernatural. And so I now walk with Christ in me. That's what the New Testament says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so I feel this very real presence in my life, in the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so this is really encouraging me, because I know that the earth and everything, the world in it, will continue to be shaken. But I have a hope, and it's Christ in me, the real manifestation of the Spirit. He is a very present help. He is not a God that's afar, lending help every so often. He is near us. Jesus came to us. That's what Emmanuel means, Christ with us. And so as I wrestle through my own troubles of going from day to day in this really strange reality of world that we're living in, this is encouraging my heart. So I want to ask you, what mountains are no longer standing firm in your mind or in your real life? What's going on that seems like it's being shaken? Lord, I want to thank you that in your word you give us our very hope and help. That your word is alive and active. It's meant to be supernatural when we read it, that we are encouraged in mind, in body, and in spirit. And so as I go throughout my day, and as we continue through ours, and the real fears come up, the real things that we're wrestling with, would your word be the presence and the manifestation of this peace, of this refuge and strength? Would you be our very present help? Would we feel that in our lives? God, I thank you that this is true for me today. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.